During the summer of 1850, the notorious firm of Moon, Carpentier, and Adams appeared upon the scene in Oakland. They squatted upon the land and built a small house at the foot of Broadway. They sought not our Señor Peralta, the rightful owner of the soil, to purchase or lease his acres, but set him boldly at defiance, relying upon other means than those usually dictated by a sense of right and justice, to maintain possession and grab all they could. Moon and Carpentier were lawyers. The latter, at least, was well versed in all the devious ways of chicanery and legal trickery, and being altogether free from the slightest trace of honest conviction or the merest scruple of conscience, at once entered upon a career of fraud and villainy that has no parallel in the annals of our state. Carpentier and his companions boldly assumed that the ground was government land, and immediately parceled it out among themselves. The state was then in its infancy. The courts were not organized, and justice was tardy. Other squatters soon followed.